get your $5 out. Okay, I really enjoy this joke. What's that? Well, yeah, because the on the sign it says good jokes are $5, bad jokes are I forget what it says, but all mine are good. So, why was the snowman sorting through the carrot bag? He was picking his nose. Sorry, I had to use that one. I saw that. And I was like, that's a Allie like that one. Yeah. What is a snowman's favorite form of transportation? The icicle. Not the bicycle, but the icicle. Who is Frosty's favorite ant? Antarctica. That's her favorite one. So, and then of course, do you know what day it is? A national day today. It's National Bobblehead Day. Do you know those things that they bobble, you see them on dashboards? Why in the world as a nation would we even have a national bobblehead day? I guess there's a national thing for everything, probably multiple for the day, but the national bobblehead day is today. So, as I mentioned before, beginning of January, so in the beginning of 2024, I started to step back this week and started to look at where I want to go, my goals. I'm a little bit behind, but I always look at my goals of personally, spiritually, like as a family, what do I want to do as a person? And I try to put some goals. Sometimes I meet them. Sometimes I don't. Like the other year, one of those goals was always, hey, to lose weight. And that was like a goal so the one year I said, okay, my goal is this year I'm going to gain weight. Because then that usually would work out pretty well, but I didn't do that. But this year I was looking, I stepped back and looked at my goals, and spiritually, I for a couple times throughout some of my goal setting, I looked at, like one year I took the Ten Commandments, and that's all I studied that year. The Ten Commandments. I looked at them backwards and forwards, and this doctrine and that doctrine. I looked at the Ten Commandments one year, which many people do, is read through the Bible in a year. It's a good goal. One year I studied just Proverbs all year, and one year I took the Beatitudes, and every Sunday night we had a family text, and kind of went through, just going through the Beatitudes, and I sent it out to all the kids and just explaining, going over the Beatitudes for the year. This year, I stepped back and I was looking to say, what do I see? And it kind of brought me into this message today to kind of set the year. This is our first Sunday together in the new year. So that's where we're going. Let's open up in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, that you are our Savior. We thank you, Father, that you have given us breath, that you have given us life. Lord, we ask that we honor you with our life. We ask that we can understand who you are better, and help us to understand personally how we can serve you better. That's my prayer, Lord. How can we serve you better to the best of our ability? In your name we pray. Amen. So this morning, our message is a simple word, honor. Honor. We hear about it with veterans. We honor our veterans. We hear about it with teachers. We honor our teachers. We honor people that are in the medical fields, and we hear a lot about honor. And as I was looking at that word, and I was kind of laying out before me where I was looking spiritually, where I wanted to be this year, that's kind of my word this year. And that's my personal word. And as a church, I hope we can do the same thing. Next week, we're going to start a series on John the Baptist, because I said we were going to go there. But honor, 1 Samuel 2:30. Let's read this. And we'll set the stage out, but this is the verse. Therefore, the Lord, the God of Israel, declares, I promised that your house and your father's house would minister before me forever. But now, the Lord declares, this declaration, now the Lord declares, far be it from me, those who honor me, I will honor. But those who despise me will be disdained. A little background on this. This is when a prophet came to Eli, the priest. And he's talking to Eli because Eli was being scolded really here because of his sons. Which we know. Backstory is Eli's two sons worked in the temple, and they were crooked as crooked can be. They were sleeping with the temple women. They were stealing from the pot. They were stealing from the food. Just all things bad was Eli's sons. And they were in a spot at the time of honor. They were in a spot at the time to honor God. And when it came down to it, his sons were not honoring God whatsoever. And then Eli didn't take care of the problem. And the honor there was gone. God said, the prophet said to Eli, you have honored your sons more than you have honored me. And then we find here that there's this declaration. And what do we know about a declaration? What's the most declaration that we hear of as Americans? The Declaration of Independence. A declaration is a simple statement that's saying, this is what we are doing, this is why we declare this. As Americans, we know what the meaning of a declaration is. We declared our independence from Britain, England, get out of here, we are independent. God here is making this declaration, and that word, when I was reading this, this is a declaration. This is something that God spoke here. And you know, I was reading commentaries on this, and I can't really find all sorts of stuff on it. Usually you read a commentary, and people break down all this stuff. And the commentaries that I like to go and pull from these sound men of God from years past, and I start reading through that. There's not really much here. And I was like, what in the world? This is huge. This word honor and what God said here of what he declared affects all of us so much in our spiritual life. And I said, okay, this road this year for me, this is the word I want to start looking at. I'm going to read it again, because it's a short verse. Therefore, the Lord, the God of Israel, declares, I promised, and this to Eli, to Aaron's line, I promised that your house and your father's house would minister before me forever. But now, the Lord declares, far be it from me, those who honor me, I will honor. That's what got me. So, far be it from me, God says. What's that mean? Far be it from me. We see it in the Latin Vulgate. It's used. It's may this be far away from me. Get this out of here. That's kind of like the translation. Far be it from me. far away from me was this promise. I put this promise that I made far away from me because the honor that God was supposed to have by these family of priests from a nation of Israel and a line, this line of priests was broken. The honor there was gone. And we see that today, don't we? We see that in many churches. You know, and you go back to, and sometimes like when I see a pastor fall, or when I hear of a sound family who's, they're ministering well, and then there's some type of sexual sin or some type of, they're in prison for fraud or whatever it may be. I'm like, man, how in the world can that happen? But I don't know why it shocks me so much, because it's been going on since the beginning of time. It really has. I mean, two brothers, one kills himself. Beginning of time, one kills his brother. Beginning of time. Humans are brutal people. Humans are bad to each other, and they hurt each other, and we're deceptive. And we think no one sees us. And it comes down to this word of honor. Honor. So God said, far be it from me. Get this, this is far, far be it from me. And he calls out to despise, which means it's a dislike. God, he will despise, you know, we have honor and we have despise and disdain. So the dislike is despised. It's a low opinion of something. So, you don't care about somebody. Do you ever look at somebody or you despise someone? I know it's a hard term, and I'm sure you guys don't despise anybody, right? I know I don't. But do you ever look at somebody and you despise them? If you put them on this low pillar. And that's what God says here. This is a declaration, a statement. King James talks about God saith or God said. It's the same thing. It's this declaration. God said he would despise those who despise him, who put him in this lowly spot, this spot that's, we don't really care about that. That's, we're going to be disdained. And that goes to, what's that mean? That's a strong dislike. So now what God is going to say to us is, if you don't honor me, I'm going to have disdain towards you, meaning there's a strong dislike, a disapproval, or unworthy of respect. To me, this verse right here is a very strong verse that God declared to humanity. And we see it in the New Testament as well. But it starts right here where we see it. This declaration previously was given to this line of people, the Israelites. And then into that tribe, this declaration was given. Then all of a sudden, to these people not honoring God, it changed. And it changed for us, because this is what it says. It doesn't just say the Israelites. But now the Lord declares, far be it from me, those who honor me, I will honor. Okay. My thought was, okay, how for me, I want everyone to internalize this, how can we honor God better this year? Some years, some days, I'm good, like many of you. Some days, some years, we're not too good. Where's our honor? Honor. If you look at your sermon notes, those who honor me, I will honor. And many times when we look at honor, it's this great respect. That's what honor is, this great deserving respect that we show publicly is high esteem. It shows integrity, someone that we admire, and we see it many times like with statues, right? We see statues that people have handmade and put up to honor somebody. It's an honor of such and such. There's the two biggest viewed and traveled to statues are, the first one is Christ the Redeemer in Rio de Janeiro. You know, the Jesus that you see, that's a big traveled statue. Okay, so there's a statue in honor of Jesus. Then there's a statue, small statue in New York City that people go. Do you know that statue? I forget the name of it. It's called the, yeah, there you go. Just making sure you're awake. I knew what it was. Statue of Liberty, that people go to the Statue of Liberty and they go and look, and it's this statue of liberty, statue of freedom. It's the declaration that we had, and France has one, right? So, Statue of Liberty, these statues that are given in honor of something. We also see it in athletics, right? We see it a lot in athletics. Olympics, you have the stadiums, you know, you have the guy who's the bronze who's down here, and you have the guy who's, well, the gold, he's at the top, but always in the middle, right? Usually in the middle, right? At the top, and then you have the bronze guy or the silver who's, but they honor the best one. All three, but the best one is on the top. Unless I think we're still doing that, but in the woke generation, does everybody get like, everyone's the same. The whole team gets an award. Here's your papier-mâché thing, but they honor the best athlete. They do it with a Hall of Fame, right? An athlete that, another football, baseball, basketball, they do it, they have a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right? So all these industries, they honor the people that are in their industries by, I've never been to a Hall of Fame. What's in the Hall of Fame? I guess a hall filled with their memorabilia. Pictures, maybe some music. The Bible Museum, it's kind of like a Hall of Fame. Have you ever been to the Bible Museum? The Bible Museum, if you have never been, I could spend a week there. It's just an amazing, amazing history of scripture and just displays and what they all the stuff they have. It's really an amazing thing. If you can go there, go. Hollywood does the same thing. Do you know the Walk of Fame, where all the stars are, you know, on the walk? You ever been there? So it's in Hollywood, and it's kind of silly if you think about it, but here's all these stars. There's over 2,700 stars on the walks through Hollywood, Sunset Strip, and Boulevard, whatever, Hollywood Boulevard, and they go down and they have you seen the pictures where they have, like, a lot of times people are being inducted into this, and they have their star on the sidewalk, and it's this bronze star, and it's in honor of this actor. You know, a lot of times I always laugh because actors are acting, and, you know, hey, they're well known. They have, people know them. They're on the big screen. I always thought to myself, I want to be somebody that the actors want to portray. You know, like, I want to live a life that an actor or the industry in entertainment would say, did you see that guy's life? What he did? That let's make a movie on that. I mean, that would be, I would rather live a life than pretend I'm living somebody else's life in a movie. But they have the stars, and there's people from like Mary Tyler Moore. Jay Leno has a star out there. Donald Trump has a star out there for his work that he did with the pageants, and that's one has been vandalized multiple times, which I think is kind of funny. So they honor these industries, they honor these people. That honor is what we're kind of looking at. Same example, how do we honor God? How do we honor God? In Proverbs 15:33, we're going to jump around some Proverbs here. Proverbs 15:33, and you don't have to turn there, but they are listed. Like, you can read it later or open later if you want. The fear of the Lord teaches a man wisdom, and humility comes before honor. Humility comes before honor. When you think about humility, it comes before this thing of this placement of honor, which we know God says, God declared, if you honor me, I will honor you. He doesn't say, if you honor me, you're going to be the richest guy in history. Nope. If you honor me, you won't ever have any medical problems. Nope. If you honor me, everything you touch, you're going to have the Midas touch. Nope. He says, if you honor me, I will honor you. Respect, respect. What respect do we get from God if we honor him? We get salvation, right? Jesus Christ. That's our respect. That's what we get, this honor in this presence of God, this honor, this respect. We, as being small human beings, have this honor to God. God doesn't have to show us any honor, does he? He doesn't have to show us any respect. We're his creation. And many times as his creation, which we just said, we leave him high and dry. Humanity has done that since the garden, where all of a sudden we're thinking for ourselves. Well, we don't think too well for ourselves, and we step out of God's plan. We step out of what God tells us to do, and we go down our road. And many times, all of a sudden, we stop honoring God. And it happens time and time and time again to us as people. Honor. Proverbs 18:12. Before his downfall, a man's heart is proud. And we saw that with Eli's sons. And we saw it with Eli himself, right? Before his downfall, a man's heart is proud. But humility comes before honor. Honor. Once again, that honor is pulled out. Proverbs 20, verse 3. It is to a man's honor to avoid strife, but every fool is quick to quarrel. Another thing that people are honored for is, many times we see as people, we want to battle, don't we? We just want to get in there and we want to battle. What's this say again? It's to a man's honor to avoid strife. You can't avoid strife all the time. You try to avoid it. It's to a man's honor to avoid it. But at some point, which we all know, our Declaration of Independence, at some point, if you can't avoid it anymore, we have to step and hold to God's principle. And that one point, and that's where an honor comes in. If we are honoring God as a believer, then we are upholding and honoring these principles that we find in Scripture. They might not be positive. They might not be popular. I'm going to say they're positive, but they might not be popular. People might hate us for them. People might not like us. We might lose business. We might lose family members. We might lose multiple things because maybe we're trying to avoid strife. But at some point, you can't avoid. You cannot avoid the teaching of God's word. That then goes back to honor God. So for us as believers, we need to hold these principles and put these principles above all things. That's what's honoring God. Scriptures. Living out the scriptures. That's where Eli's sons didn't live out the scriptures. They knew the law. They didn't care about the law. they weren't honoring God. And Eli, as a priest, didn't honor God more than his sons. And he kept his sons, after knowing everything they were doing, in that position. And he was called out on it. And their whole family line changed forever. Romans 12:10 says this. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Another form of honor is how we're supposed to honor God. We're supposed to love one another. What did that say again? Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Respect one another over ourselves. What do we know of that? Where have we seen that take place before? Maybe it was called the Good Samaritan. We hear that story a lot, right? The Good Samaritan walks down the road, and we know that there's other people that walked right past him, priests, rabbis, the whole deal, and they just had no time for the guy. I don't want to get my hands dirty. Honor somebody else above yourself. We see that with Jesus' whole life, right? We see Jesus at the cross. We see Jesus in the garden. We're saying, Lord, please take this cup from me. But if this is the only way, then so be it. He put us, salvation, before his own personal self. Honor. I'm going to end up with this verse here. John chapter 12, verse 26. And this is something that we're going to kind of just look at as we finish out. Verse 26. Whoever serves me, follow me. Honor the one who comes back to that word. My Father will honor the one. My Father will hold in high regard the one. My Father will respect the one. Who serves me? And I saw that. Like, how am I serving God the way that I should? That's, you know, you're looking at me as in my brain. Now you're in my brain. Don't see all the jokes in there, there's compartments. But, so, yeah, now I'm all over the place. In my brain, when I started looking at honor, my question to myself, am I serving God, based on John, worthy enough to have God's honor? Do we realize what that means? God's honor. Let me read it again because it's so impactful. My Father will honor the one who serves me. For me, I feel too lowly to be honored by God. Right? I feel like I'm just this low being, this low person. God should not honor me. You know? Why should he honor me? But I want his honor. So how do I serve God best? How can we serve God? How can you serve God best in year 2024? How can we serve God best? That's, I guess, a question that I want you to think about this week. And you can take this journey with me throughout the year personally and just concentrate on honor. I mean, it's pretty simple. It's one word. You know, usually I have a goal list. This year I have one word. Honor. How am I honoring God? How am I honoring God? Because what do I want? Those who honor me, I will honor. If I honor God and serve God correctly, I will get God's honor. Will I mess up? Sure. Do we all mess up? Sure. But we can strive to realize what are we grasping at? In 2024, as we are in January 7th, 2024, and we look at the year ahead of us, end of the year, some of us might not be here. There's no guarantee. I could be gone tomorrow. When we look out in this year and we look upon that word honor, how can we best honor the Lord with our life this year? This year. You know, when I got into, when I was in school board and I ran for state office and stuff and dabbled in politics, and when I was on school board, I thought I could make a difference, right, in people's hearts through education. Oh, yeah, well, okay, it's education. And I was on school board for, 13 years, and as I sat there and I watched other believers that I dealt with, like, bending on their principles and bending of, like, what are you thinking? Well, hey, you know, this is what the state tells us to do. This is what we have to do under law. Yes, we have laws. No doubt. But as I sit there and look at the political arena, as the last couple of years, obviously, I sat there and I was like, you know what? There's a problem here. And it's in our education system. There's a problem here in our government. There's a problem here. Why? Because people are the problem. People have issues. People walked away from God, and my problem with all those things were to make a change, to truly change our culture, our world, our education system, our mindset, our entertainment world. To make that change, it starts with the heart. And politics and living, being on a school board, very important stuff, don't get me wrong. But can it change the heart? And that's when I stepped back and I said, you know what, I need to concentrate on things that can change someone's heart, someone's mind. Because if you can change someone's heart and someone's mind, even to that word, honor God, if you could just step back and change one person's heart to honor God, God will honor him. And things can start to change. Because we see that sin mentality that goes back to Eli's sons, that's why they weren't honored. And that's when the Lord declared, I'm changing what I said. Far be it from me. This, what I said is still there, but I'm changing it. And now it's those that honor me, I will honor. This year, 2024. This week, as you drive, very simple thought. That word. One word. Honor. How can I not honor my family, not honor the church, not honor people in the church, not honor my responsibilities, wherever it may be? Simple one thought process. How can I honor God? This year, this day, this week. That's my goal for 2024. Think about that word this week, honor. Let's pray. Lord God, I feel super small when I come before your throne, because I am small. We're all small. We're just small pieces of dust. Held together by your breath. And yet, you tell us that if we honor you, you will honor us. I feel unworthy to be honored by you, Lord, honestly. Lord, but I do pray, give us a vision for ourselves personally this year on how best to honor you. Have the Spirit touch our spirit that's within us, that's from you, to give us that wisdom of how we can honor you better, that we can affect our hearts, that we can serve you better. Help us to serve you better, Lord. Give us that wisdom. And Lord, we pray for your favor to be upon us and this church. In your name we pray. Amen.